One afternoon, right after my fourth birthday, I was taken to this large studio painted in that noxious institutional pale green that was so prevalent in dentist's offices at the time. Ominously, the repellent room was filled with about 25 young children, their mothers proudly doting on their little future prima ballerinas and premier danseurs. The teacher, an overly giddy and exuberant older woman, dressed in flowing lavender chiffon, announced in her chirpy voice, "Now, children, today we will be airplanes, starting low and flying high into the sky." To demonstrate, she glided ethereally about the room. "We all feel light, light, light." She then indicated the counterclockwise direction of the flight pattern. At this announcement, my left eyebrow arched so high that I felt pain in my forehead. Arms were fully extended out to the sides. Beginning in a slightly crouching position, we began to run. After the first turn, legs were straightened, and then light, 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 we began reaching for the stratosphere. I observed the swarm about me as we ran and was reminded more of a flock of small birds of prey rather than graceful aircraft soaring in the clouds. After the third turn around the studio, I abandoned the flight plan, marched determinedly over to my mother, who was smiling, so pleased with her Norman, and informed her in no uncertain terms that it was time to leave. She erroneously assumed that I simply hated dancing school, when in point of fact, my mini-adult self could not abide the idea of running around a room like a silly airplane. How utterly childish, I thought. Foolishly, I never communicated this to her, creating a misunderstanding that would have life-defining implications.